The border. We're on Place Kerfer, with the river La Lièvrette behind us. Did you know that Val d'Argent was originally inhabited when two priories were built here? Let's listen to the last lord of Eschery talking about the town's history. The Lièvre Priory was founded in the 8th century and the Eschery Priory in the 9th century. They attracted settlers from the Vosges who cleared the land and moved up on the valley. But during the 13th and 14th centuries, their properties were confiscated by the Dukes of Lorraine and the Lords of Ribeaupierre. The administration of these new fiefs was given to a single vassal, my ancestor, the Lord of Eschery. This remained until 1381, the year I died, with, alas, no male heir. 20 years after my death, the Val d'Argent was divided up between the Duke of Lorraine and the Lord of Ribeaupierre. Their domains were bordered by three waterways, the Liversel, the Lièvrette, where you are now, and the Goutte Saint-Blaise. The three of them together form the Lannebach, the border stream. The role of the border was reaffirmed in the 16th century when the Duke of Lorraine ordered exploratory digging to be carried out on land belonging to his neighbour, Ribeaupierre, where a very productive vein of silver was discovered. When the Ribeaupierre family found out about this, they chased the workers from Lorraine off their territory and took the mine for themselves. Excavations were carried out throughout the Val d'Argent, where amazing wealth were quickly discovered. Let's turn towards the bridge and the stream La Lièvrette. During the French Revolution, the two separated villages of Sainte-Marie-Alsace and Sainte-Marie-Lorraine became one single town, Sainte-Marie-aux-Mines, with two main streets and two council buildings. You still can see the two former town halls, one on the Lorraine side on the site of the current town hall, the other on the Alsace side, that is now the Pharmacy de la Tour. This duality between Alsace and Lorraine is also obvious in the town's coat of arms dating from 1892. Look at the statue of the miner on Place Kerfer. Can you see it? To the left is the Ribeaupierre coat of arms, and to the right, the coat of arms of the Duke of Lorraine. There are still traces of the old border in the town. For example, perhaps you can see a boundary stone on the parapet of the bridge in the Rue de la Vieille Poste. On it is the most recent coat of arms of the Duchy of Lorraine, the famous two-barred cross. The fact that it is there in the middle of the bridge proves that the stream, which runs under the square, was the borderline between Sainte-Marie-Alsace and Sainte-Marie-Lorraine. And, naturally, as the bridge was the only crossing point between the two villages, there was a toll point there from the 16th century onwards. Let's go to the Pharmacie de la Tour, where we can find out how the miners lived during the Renaissance. Thank you for continuing your visit. See you soon.